You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Here we go. The 7 line today. Yes, the Mets didn't win it all, but it still feels like these guys deserve a parade.
What?
No, stop.
No, I can't stop. Now, in fairness to them, I'm going to read the rest of the tweet. This was a big sticking point with them.
Right.
Anyone know if they already cleared their lockers out? Would be great to see a bunch of support for the boys outside the players' lot. Tiki, you're a former player.
The players don't want that.
Okay.
I'm just telling you. They don't want that. They don't want to celebrate failing. Now, okay. If they're getting off the plane from L.A.,
yeah,
on Sunday or whatever, Monday morning, then maybe that would have been a great idea. We appreciate you. We're here to support you, even though you lost. Now it feels, I don't know, it's just the players don't want that. I promise you they're not going to want that. They're done. They're done.
Yeah,
it's over.
Failed.
We lost.
They failed.
We're upset with ourselves. Yes, we had a great season. But we didn't win.
Yeah, I agree. The Mets failed, whether it was a great season or not, that ultimate goal, and they are down on that. And the natural, like you're saying, if you greet a team off the plane, it's a little different. A couple days later to try to organize them in Citi Field, and by the way, misworded or not, to use the word these boys deserve a parade, I don't even care if that means just, you know, the fans parading. That is an atrocity. And I will say this. How do you think this tweet did, by the way, Tiki, online?
I'm sure it, like, was explosive, like thousands of...
It's already 500,000 views.
500,000?
I mean, it is insane. So a lot of people have debated this topic today. Here's my...
So it's views because of the debate.
Oh, it's gotten big algorithm. This tweet has taken off, and I think this didn't go the way the 7 line thought it was going to go.
So they thought they were going to get mostly positive.
Yeah, like,
positive.
Okay, yeah, let's go. Let's find out what day they're at the lot. Here's the problem with this tweet from the 7 line. It's embarrassing. Okay, and it has nothing to do with the Mets season that they had, because they did have a great season, and they were a lot of fun.
We talked about it yesterday. They were one of the more entertaining teams over the last decade.
But like you said, these are high-paid athletes that went on an incredible run, that came up short, and the fans, by the way, supported them every which way. They still feel like they didn't accomplish the ultimate goal. They didn't. And that kind of celebration, whether it's at the player's lot or it was a literal parade, is reserved for that. These aren't minor league players or college athletes or anything like that. And I'll do you one better. It's a disservice to the Met fans. I really believe this tweet, and we'll get Tommy's thoughts in a second as a Met fan, and the 7 lines idea is a disservice to true diehard Met fans. Because what have Met fans chased time and time again in this town? And what has Tommy alluded to? What has Evan alluded to? And what is something that you haven't been able to understand? The ghosts of being the little brother in town.
Yes.
Okay, and now, by the way, the Yankees are in the World Series, and the Met fans have to deal with that.
Right, it's even worse because the Yankees are in the World Series.
When you put a tweet out like this trying to encourage Met fans to throw their own fan parade or wait for the fans outside the field, it's making a mockery, and it's leaning into everything Met fans get made fun of to begin with. You're doing a celebration of losing then.
Yeah.
That's just, you're opening yourself up to. Met fans shouldn't need that. Met fans finally went on a ride. Tommy called them the big brother earlier this season. Mets fans don't need this kind of nonsense.
Well, because the mocking from the Yankee fan.
Why should they have enough to get mocked for? They need to go celebrate this team in a parking lot.
Even if the Yankees don't win the World Series, they are a step farther than the Mets are.
That's it.
And so it doesn't make sense. Because, first of all, the players don't want it.
Yeah.
But two, the Yankees are still in the conversation.
Right, and Met fans will say, well, we shouldn't be worried about the Yankees. And you're right, only you worry about the Yankees at every other turn. All you've done is spend 2 days talking about how easy the Yankee path was.
So what was the push? What was the response? Was it any positive?
There was a couple positive, but they might be employees of the 7 line. I don't know. So they ended up defending themselves by saying, a lot of people are reading this wrongly. You know, go on and on and on. Read the whole thing. Basically, they realized they shouldn't have used the word parade because that sounds preposterous.
Right.
But nonetheless, like you just said, Tiki, you're a former athlete. The players don't want this.
No.
And fans shouldn't want it either. Now, Tommy,
even if you lose the World Series, if Giant fans had come back in 2000 after we lost the Super Bowl, like, yeah, we're going to give you, I'd have been like, get the hell out of here.
Yes.
Well, like, and you're celebrating us getting our butts kicked.
And Tiki, let's be real about the Met fan, Yankee fan thing that you've gotten to observe in this town now and gotten a handle on, especially working with Evan and me. If the Yankees lose to the Dodgers in this World Series, we'll make our predictions later in the week. Mm. And the Yankee fans decide to organize some kind of makeshift fan parade waiting for the players at the players' lot 2 days
Yankee
later.
Yankee fans won't do that.
Well, of course they won't. But if they did, what would the Met fan reaction to that be?
Oh, it'd be mocking.
Oh, you're celebrating that?
Yeah.
I mean, look at the Ranger fan had to deal with the regular season championship
battle. That's right.
So don't act like you're above it. You would mock any other fan base, Mets fans, if you did that. And by the way, plenty of Mets fans agree this is ridiculous, too. This is a big swing and a miss by the 7 line, and frankly, a tweet that should be deleted. Tommy?
Let me first start off by saying that I like Darren a lot personally, and I think what he has done, what the 7 line army has done, they were positive Tommy way before positive Tommy.
Good point.
To push the Mets brand, to get it out there, to be positive, to get rid of all the years of negativity. So what Darren has done from scratch with the 7 line army is unbelievable. This is where I agree with him. I don't think we should mourn the season. I don't think it should be a requiem for the season or a shiva, or we should just sit here and cry.
Look at Tommy.
I think there should be, because I really do feel this way. When someone passes away, it should be a celebration of their life.
Sure.
Not about, oh, let's cry that they're gone. Mm. And here's where I would push back on Sean. There are going to be players on this team that aren't around next year.
Okay.
So when do we thank them? When they're wearing a Cubs uniform, when they're not in the league anymore.
Yes, with a tribute video. Yes.
No, a tribute.
You guys talk about these damn tribute videos all the damn time.
The tribute.
Why not get a tribute video? Seriously.
Yeah, Pete Alonso comes back in a Cub uniform. He's going to get a major tribute video, and you can do that now. The 9 people with an orange T-shirt outside the players' lot is going to be forgotten about.
How many medals are in the Olympics? 3?
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. They made the final 4. This is just the fans' way of saying, thank you, we appreciate you. Did he use a word that maybe he shouldn't have been parade, and maybe he's obviously walked that back a little bit? He could have used a different word. A celebration of life is what I used yesterday, and I will continue to use that.
But you can celebrate that. Why does he just organize Met fans, go to a bar, and celebrate?
Because then
the players.
Because
the players, he just said he's a player. He's a former athlete, Tiki.
I understand
that. Athletes don't want that. I'm just telling you.
And that I can't argue with you on that one. That one I can't argue with you, but I'm getting in the head of Darren, and I'm getting in the head of Met fans that want to be positive and want to push this brand further.
No, you know what it is? They don't want it to end.
Yes.
They don't. They haven't accepted that it's over. And so they want to keep celebrating the good feel that this Mets team gave them. And by the way, I don't blame them, because they were fun as hell to watch. It was exciting. But it's over. Right? There's 2 teams going forward.
That's it.
The Yankees and the team that beat your team.
But to me, it's...
That's the other part of it, man. The other team in town and the team that just beat you are about to play for the ultimate parade. That fan base showing up at Citi Field... Dude, that's real loser stuff. Mm. That makes the season mock the season more. You don't want to be a mock team. You get enough of that. And you know, Tommy, if the Yankee fans try to organize this, if Bold Vinny and the Bleacher Creatures try to organize this, you would be...
there would be a lot of people mocking. And yes, this season is over, but I do think it's the start of something special in Queens, and I think this is a way of showing that.
You don't know what the team is going to look like next year.
No, but I trust the owner, I trust the general manager, I trust the manager and the young star core that they have.
Absolutely. But you still don't have a clue.
I just can't criticize somebody like Darren.
No, his intent was right.
Exactly. His heart is in the right place, and it's not his fault that, unfortunately, we do have a lot of Yankee fans that want to mock, and a lot of people in our fan base that are just whiny biatches. I don't know other way to say this, that want to sit there and just, you know, wallow in misery and be like, oh, we lost again. And like, I'm so sick and tired of that act from Met fans. Like, honestly, we need to be more positive. And guess what? If this is doing something nice for players that had a really great season, they didn't finish their ultimate goal. He's not saying go down the Canyon of Heroes.
Dude.
He's just saying having a little bit of a celebration outside Citi Field with the players.
And using the word parade. Look,
the parade word, he knows it. He should use a different word.
I think his heart was in the right place.
My
grandmother's heart was always in the right place. Sometimes she made a bad chicken cutlet that got me sick, all right? You got to just own that this was a bad idea. You can't keep tripling down and quadrupling down here with the fans. Because you're making a...
But who tripled down on it?
He did. 14 tweets about it.
No, he's trying to explain himself because I'm sure he's being bombarded by a million tweets from both angles.
And Philadelphia's going, that's when you back down and go.
Hold on a second. Philadelphia needs to sit a play out because their city sucks and they're a city of losers.
Yeah, pipe down in the peanut gallery.
And it's not their battle, so shut up.
Yeah. But this is the thing. This is my point, though. What you gain by beating the Phillies, what you gain by sweeping the Yankees this year. Mets fans have nothing to be ashamed of. don't give Mets fans something that they have to battle off now because you came up with like a loser idea.
Yeah, I think that's the bigger issue.
Right, and the heart can be in the right place. I'm not saying his heart wasn't. You can't, and I'm urging the Mets fans that this cannot happen.
This is a credit to him because the seven line has become so synonymous with Mets fans.
Definitely.
Gave us a topic today.
Forget that. It's just when you think of the seven line, you think about the ultimate Mets fan.
Yeah.
And so now every Met fan has to defend against this, to your point. Like, every Met fan, even if they think this is the most ridiculous idea, are going to have to defend themselves to this suggestion.
And that's not right.
It's not right.
He put Met fans in a mockery scenario today.
And I understand the optics of it, but...
Optics?
The optics. When I say optics, my apologies. The optics of it, I understand that. It's up for mockery. But again, the heart's in the right place, and I don't think it harms anybody. But Atiki brings up a great perspective from a player. If the players don't like it and the players aren't appreciative of it, now maybe those players are. Maybe Pete Alonso, you know, Pete Alonso would like it. Jose Iglesias, this team, they might appreciate that.
You know what the player would appreciate? When you see me, buy me a drink.
Right.
Buy me a beer.
I think it's a great idea. Also, I'm just going to say this too. Another reason this is a bad look. The New York Liberty just won a championship on Sunday night and are actually going down the Canyon of Heroes Thursday at 10 a.m. for anybody who wants to attend at Liberty. To show up at a Met rally with your orange t-shirt after they lost while another team in town is literally going down the Canyon of Heroes this week. Oh, how pathetic does that look?
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll off of?
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.